On Wednesdays, we report on the workplace, which for many childcare workers means home. The state of Illinois has negotiated a contract with a union that represents in-home childcare workers. This is the first statewide collective bargaining agreement for family childcare providers, and it may not be the last. Unions want to organize childcare providers in more than a dozen states. Here's NPR's Sheila Cast.
Cynthia Jones has cared for other people's children all her adult life, the last 15 years, in her own home in East Baltimore. Last spring, she learned the Service Employees International Union, SEIU, was organizing home-based childcare providers.
Oh, I think the idea of a union for someone like me, a childcare provider, is great because we need a strong voice. We need to be heard. Then you have...
In her living room, Jones is balancing one-year-old Shelton on her lap with a music box while she directs nine-year-old Glenn's after-school reading.
So what's the first thing you're going to do?
Write my title.
Can you say your title one more time for me?
Polar Bear, what do you hear?
The state of Maryland pays $541 a month for care for an infant, $306 for before and after-school care for older children.
You want to play music or drums?
Yeah. Is that reimbursement enough for you to cover your costs?
Oh, no. We need more money to be able to afford quality child care. That's just the minimum.
Across the country, most kids who are in daycare are not in centers, but in homes. The people caring for them are not employees, but independent business people whose take-home profit is often about equal to the minimum wage, given their long hours. Tom Copeland runs the Red Leaf Institute, which advises family child care providers on business problems.
This is the most important time for children in learning, and yet we provide the least public support, and we place the burden on the parent and on the child care provider.
Low wages, long hours, few benefits, a workforce ripe to be unionized. And unions are eager, with union membership plummeting, especially in private companies. Public sector unions are looking for ways to connect to more jobs, especially work like childcare that cannot be sent overseas. Two big unions are organizing home-based providers in 15 states, but the movement is slow.
You can't just go into a shop floor or a hospital and sign up 300, 400, 500 of them all at once.
Marie Monrad is Associate Director for Organizing of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, AFSCME.
You gotta go door to door to door to door. They're individual conversations, so it requires a lot of resources.
Last month, 3,600 providers in Washington State voted to join SEIU. Last spring, 49,000 providers in Illinois voted to join the union. And yesterday, SEIU and Illinois announced a contract that will raise what the state pays for childcare by 35% over 3 years. Martina Casey said she'll spend the extra money on equipment for the kids she cares for in her home on Chicago's South Side.
I'm going to get some backyard equipment, some books that I want to purchase that I saw through a catalog, and some other little programs, especially literacy.
Under the new contract, Illinois will also pay incentives to providers to take training to improve the quality of in-home child care. And the state and union will work out a health insurance plan for providers. In Illinois, the governor issued an order allowing SEIU to bargain. But even without that approval, in other states, unions can use their political clout to lobby against budget cuts or for licensing changes.
Antoinette?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Anna.
Good morning.
When provider Antoinette Brown opens her door in Northeast Philadelphia, Anna Roman invites her to be part of a lobbying effort. Roman is an organizer for AFSCME.
And we would really love for our providers to go down to Washington or Harrisburg. We want them to get it firsthand from the providers, right?
They need to hear us.
Right?
They need to hear us.
The union trend is too new to quantify its effect on the cost of home-based childcare. Several economists said if it catches on, it could raise charges to families that are not subsidized, as well as to states that pay subsidies. But many families say their budgets already are stretched to the limit. Observers of the union's organizing effort say its ultimate impact may be to raise pressure for taxpayers to cover more of the cost of caring for kids. For NPR News, I'm Sheila Cast.